Welcome to Monday Morning Moments. I'm Mike Van Hooser. Today we're beginning a series on pursuing greatness. And I'm going to talk about some of the attributes and characteristics and principles of what I see in some of the best leaders and best athletes and how they pursue greatness, and a lot of which I get to work with at the high school, college, and professional level, as well as in the professional world. And I think it's important to define greatness. My mentor and Dr. David Cook and close friend wrote a whole book called Greatness with a little g, and he defined greatness as selfless exceptionalism. We've done a podcast on that, and I'll post a link to that. And he's done live events around this concept. But I think when you think about selfless exceptionalism, he breaks down those two words and being selfless and being exceptional. And the basic definition of that, is, as he defines greatness, and I really believe in, is that we want to be the best that we can be with the intent of inspiring others to do the same. And I think when we think about that, it's not about just our own glory, but it's for a glory for the one who created us, and then inspiring others to pursue their own greatness in their own lives. And sometimes that's on our team, and we kind of, you know, go towards this goal of collective excellence. And sometimes it's inspiring others to pursue their own calling and their own pursuit and their own purpose in the best way that they can. And when we step onto the field, when we step into the office, when we step out into the community, we want to make sure that we're pursuing our best and inspiring others to do that. So we're going to, in this series, talk about some principles today. I'll talk about some action items coming out of this in a future series. I've even got some interviews that I want to do. And I want to start by congratulating the Seven Lakes High School boys soccer team, who again won the state championship in soccer in the 6A in Katy, in, out of Katy, and also in the whole state of Texas. And they did an incredible job of winning back-to-back state championships. I did a podcast that I'll provide a link to as well on what were the keys to last year's state championship. And again, I think some of the things that we'll talk about in this whole series apply there as well. Maybe this should just be an annual event where they keep winning state championships and I'll keep doing annual podcasts about them. But I'm going to have an interview with one of their key players and maybe a few additional people from their team and other areas of sports in this series that we're going to do on pursuing greatness. And I'm really excited about that. You'll want to tune in for that. But for today, I just wanted to give you maybe three or four things to think about as you think about pursuing greatness and what's so key about that. And I think the first thing is that greatness begins in your preparation. Greatness begins in your preparation. We have to prepare our presence and how we show up, and we just did a series about that, and also in our process. But when we think about pursuing our best in a certain area and thinking about preparation, I think it begins with visualizing and defining a specific goal. And so if you want to pursue best in any area of your life, the key question for you is, have you defined a specific goal that you're going towards? It could be a goal for this day. It could be the overarching goal in an area of your life. But whatever level it's at, being specific about that goal is so important, and that's part of your preparation. And then having a purposeful process and a specific action plan around that. So once we've defined the goal, we've got to have a purposeful process and a plan of action to achieve the goal. That's where I see so many people fall down a lot of times, and I'll come in and we'll start coaching them, and you know, they have a goal, but they haven't defined that action plan of the next steps that they need to achieve that goal. And then they get frustrated that, you know, they haven't achieved the goal, but they don't have a purposeful process that they're pursuing every day, whether it be in practice, in games, or whether it just be in their daily routine, if you're a business leader and, you know, kind of going through that process. What is that process and what is that action plan to achieve that goal? And those are the next steps. And we just have to keep doing the next right thing. But a lot of times we don't know what those things are because we haven't defined them. So greatness begins in your preparation. It defines that you need to define that specific goal, but also have that process that you're pursuing and helping you to achieve that goal as well. The second thing I want to share with you is that greatness is built in the journey. Greatness is built in the journey. And so it's really important as we think about that, that greatness is not, it could be a one-time moment, but it usually is at the end of a journey that we've been on. So those moments that just build up, that build our confidence and build our growth and build our grit and our greatness, all of those moments in practice, and sometimes the unseen hours of what you're doing to get better and better, that journey leads to being your best, not only in that process, but also in the ultimate goal. So a key question is thinking about, are you celebrating those journey moments along the way and not just, you know, hoping for and wishing for and waiting for the big moment to happen, whether it be a state championship or whether it be a sale or whether it be a client meeting that is successful or a successful conversation with your kids. It's that journey of investing in that, whether it be in yourself or in other people, and making sure that you celebrate that journey as much as you do the goal. And there are a lot of steps along the way in the journey, a lot of moments that lead to that. Some may be moments of success, some may be moments of heartbreak, but all of those moments contribute to guiding you in the direction of your dreams. And so it's really important that we know that greatness is built in the journey. So the journey's a part of it. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's going to seem like there's a flow to it and it's easier. But to appreciate the journey that gets you to being your best and then inspiring others to be their best as well. And the third thing for today's podcast that I want to leave with you is that greatness is refined in the fire. Greatness is refined in the fire of competition and challenges. So we need to embrace the competition, embrace the challenges. That's one of the things that I saw in just watching and speaking into both Seven Lakes soccer teams, the girls and the boys team. The girls made it to the state championship tournament this year as well. And just watching both of them in certain moments where they went to overtime and went to penalty kicks. And it was those challenges and that competition that allowed them to persevere and to keep winning and to keep growing in that process to ultimately accomplish some incredible goals, actually, for both teams. But in anything, when I've worked with an athlete or when I'm working with a business leader, I see that refinement in competition and challenges is what makes them better. It's what helps them grow and helps them to become more mentally tough. They're able to make quicker and wiser decisions because of what they've been through. And so don't shy away from competition. Don't shy away from challenges. Embrace those. Know that you're going to be refined in the fire of those things, just like gold is. And just to make sure that in doing that, that you come out better, you come out stronger, more mentally tough, and that you have a clarity about what that purpose is as you pursue your goal. And not be frustrated or distracted or disillusioned when, you know, setbacks happen or when a challenging situation happens or challenging circumstances, but to walk into that more confidently, knowing that going through this is going to allow me to get better and to grow stronger and to become more mentally tough during that process. So again, three things for today. I'm going to give you some action items out of this that will help you develop a plan, but that's a teaser for another podcast. But for today, I want you to think about that. Greatness, again, begins in your preparation. So how are you preparing? Greatness is built in the journey. So celebrate and appreciate that journey. And then greatness is refined in the fire of competition and challenges. Make sure that you're embracing competition, embracing the challenging moments, embracing challenging workouts that will allow you to get better through this. Let's all pursue greatness this week in our lives and to pursue being our best. Again, being our best with the intention of inspiring others to be their best. And as always, let's make the most of the moments in our life.